We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. When you go all out, drive an SUV that's all in. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. We are in downtown Chapel Hill for a Tuesday, February the 12th edition of Roy Williams Live. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be talking Tar Heels for the next hour. You can join us in that conversation, of course. You can do it via the telephone, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That is the phone number. Casey's back in at the studio. He'll take your call, get your question, send it to us here at the restaurant. You can also shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end, and you can fire off questions that way as well. We have a bunch of questions, bunch to talk about from throughout the last several days as well. And Coach Williams not with us this evening. Coach out on the road, but excited to have two great former Tar Heels, both on staff, joining us here for the show tonight. First, the current director of operations for Carolina basketball. You know him in that capacity, but also the most outstanding player of the 2005 Final Four, the ACC's Male Athlete of the Year that season, first-round draft pick by the then Charlotte Bobcats. That's Sean May. Sean, what's up, man?
Jones, so how we doing? I'm glad to be here, man. I know everyone expected Coach Williams, but you got somebody a lot larger.
Yeah, we're going to go in the paint a little bit. We got the whole court covered, in fact, because also joining us tonight, staff member for the Tar Heels, the Cousy Award winner for the top point guard in the nation in 2012. That year, he had 351 assists. That is a Carolina and an ACC record, part of two ACC regular season championship teams, part of two Elite Eight teams. First-round pick by the Phoenix Suns. I'm out of breath. That's Kendall Marshall. Kendall, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
All right. Sean, I'm going to start with you. I want to ask the same question to each of you guys to get us going. Just first of all, kind of explain what your role is on the team, what you do on a day-to-day basis with Carolina basketball.
So my job is director of operations. I handle a lot of logistics when we travel, work with Clint and Hoots. Brad trying to figure out how to get us from point A to point B. Kendall and I also do a lot of film, so Kendall and I will break down a lot of film, handle all our scouting stuff, pretty much whatever Coach Williams tells me to do. And Just try to do a good job, keep my head down, and work hard.
Kendall, how about you? I know you started as an undergraduate assistant coach with Carolina. We mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but Kendall came back several different semesters and has now earned his degree and is a graduate of the University of North Carolina, despite leaving after his sophomore campaign. So, Kendall, explain a little bit kind of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, and how you work with the team.
The way it's been going for the past year before I graduated, I did a lot of on-court stuff with the guys. You know, I would work them out, watch film with them, things like that. But since I graduated, I'm no longer allowed to be on court with the players. So a lot of the stuff is pretty much in the film room now. I talk to them a lot off the court. Pretty much just follow Sean around and help him out with his task, and him and Hoots. So.
Sean, we're going to talk a ton about this year's team, of course, and this past week. We've got three games since we last met here in the restaurant, the 113 points that Carolina put up against NC State last Tuesday, the crazy overtime game against Miami, the matchup with Virginia last night. We're going to talk about all that. But I want to talk a little bit about kind of when you guys were at Carolina first. And, Sean, 2005 was the end of a pretty long journey for that particular group of guys. The year before you arrived, the Tar Heels went 8-20. Your first year did not make the NCAA tournament. You were here during a coaching change as well from Coach Doherty to Coach Williams. Can you just kind of summarize that journey for you guys going from not what you wanted early in your career to a national championship by the end?
It was a lot, and we had a lot of talent. I think that's something you could always see at the beginning, even in that first year as a freshman under Matt Doherty. You know, we played Kansas. We beat Kansas in Madison Square Garden. We came home with a big head and got whooped by Kentucky as soon as we got back. But we had a lot of talent. The one thing I will say when Coach came in is he molded us, and he showed us that talent wasn't going to beat people and good teams. It was good teams that were going to beat good teams. So he got us to change who we are. He showed us all a lot about sacrificing for the team, the betterment of the team, and we became better. We stopped worrying about reading the message boards and what everyone was saying on Inside Carolina about us, and we bought in, and I think that's what allowed us to finally come full circle and win a national championship. And for me, and I probably speak on everybody on my team, it's been the best thing that's happened to us throughout our careers.
Was that you guys had some big personalities, I think it's fair to say, in that group of players. Was it hard to get that buy-in? Was it hard to put everybody into one common goal?
I think once we realized that after we lost that first year and then we went to the tournament and we played at Air Force and they gave us a run and then Texas whooped us, we kind of felt like, hey, we might want to listen now. And that next year, Coach just told me, he said, I'll get you some help. If you guys buy into everything I tell you to do, you'll have a chance. And we could see it early in the preseason. Marvin came in, and when you have really good players who work extremely hard, you just follow suit. And he changed, even as a freshman, he changed a lot of us. And Jawad was a strong personality. Ray was a strong personality. And I think we all just meshed well. We had the right pieces in the right places, and it was allowed us to go on and be successful at the end.
Of course, your dad won an NCAA title as well at Indiana. You guys are one, I believe it's just four combinations of a son and a father, which each won a national championship. Is that something special for you guys? I would have to think it would be.
Absolutely. We talk a lot of trash. I tell him all the time, you've got one, I've got two, because
that's
we
right.
won in 17 as well. But he says you can't win them all because they win 32-0. So we have a lot of fun in our household. It's really special for me. To be able to share that moment with him, obviously being able to play well in that moment like he did for his team, it's really special. But I always tell him I got two. You got one. Got to catch up.
Kendall, you, of course, came in 2011. Did not start right away, but about a couple games into ACC play, took over at the point guard, had that remarkable game against Florida State. I think it was 16 assists and just two or three turnovers earlier in career. Made a great run to the round of eight in 2011. Then had such a tremendous team in 2012 that was derailed by injuries, including your own late in the season. Just kind of take us through your memories of your journey as a Tar Heel, and maybe particularly that 2012 team and campaign. Always feels like a team of kind of what could have been had the injuries not have occurred.
Yeah, I hate talking about national championships with Sean.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
No, but, that first year, and we all felt like we were still young and trying to figure things out, and I think we kind of outplayed who we were at the time, so we were really excited to go into that second season. I think we had a confidence in how good we knew we really were. And, you know, that was the summer of the lockout. So we still had Sean, Ray, and all those guys humbling us all summer. And I couldn't wait for Ray to leave because every day guarding him was no fun. And he's going to let you know about it every single day. And sorry, got a lot of work to do. No, but getting into that season, we had a lot of confidence. We were ready to go. Obviously, we had our eye on Kentucky. We knew how good those freshmen were. And, you know, we kind of got knocked upside the head early in the season by UNLV. And that was a wake-up call. And I think Kentucky was two games later, you know. And after that, we kind of settled in and got on a run and, you know, started handling business until we ran up against Florida State, yep. At Florida State, and beat us by 33, which was no fun at all. I think it was a Saturday game. Sunday we were off. We had a clinic. So we came in, coach stands there. Coach McGrath is telling us the rundown of the clinic. Coach isn't saying a word. Just stands there. So we go and do the clinic. He still didn't say a word. We come back in after the clinic, still didn't say a word. And telling us the practice time for the next day, coach looks at us and goes, "See you at practice." And then leaves. So we hadn't talked to him for a day and a half. Going to practice, obviously, he runs us. And he finally goes, "We're doing 33 sprints for every point you lost by.
Oof.
And we're going to run after the next game until we win by the amount of points." So I think we won by like 16 or 17 the next game. We come into practice. He's like, "All right, you have 16 sprints today." And we had to just keep going and keep going until we got it down to
zero. You guys trying to run up the score late in games just to make it up?
We're getting mad at Blue Steel for missing shots. But I think it was a pretty successful year. Obviously, we hate the way it ended. And, you know, that's one of my biggest regrets is, you know, not winning a national championship. But I'm really happy for those guys that are still playing. I think it's a testament to how they're going in the league right now with Reggie and Harrison and John, and seeing the success they're having and seeing what kind of team we were at the time.
Do you hold any anger or resentment towards Creighton? And
talk about Ethan Raggy?
Ethan Raggy, yeah, the guy who fouled you from behind and hurt you.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Is it?
Just a little bit.
I can understand. If you had remained healthy, you guys at least Final Four, right? Think you're national champions if you and John are healthy? Because John was fighting some injuries, too.
Yeah, I think we have a chance, and I think that's all you can ask for when it comes to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
We ran up against a really good Kansas team. You don't want to take anything away from them. And with Jeff Withey, T-Rob, yep. you know, they were very talented. And then the next game would have been Ohio State with Jaren Selinger, Aaron Kraft, and those guys. But we felt confident going into the Kansas game, and if we had to play Ohio State, that they didn't want to be on the court with us. so we were definitely looking forward to that rematch with Kentucky.
I want to ask you about a couple guys on this year's team. I'd just be interested in, Sean, in your opinion on Garrison Brooks. You know, Garrison has come a long way, it feels like, in his first year and a half or so as a Tar Heel. A different style post player than you or Tyler Hansbrough or Tyler Zeller or somebody like that. But Garrison seems to be somebody who's kind of finding his way and what his role is for the Heels.
Yeah, I love Garrison. I think for our team, he does exactly what we need him to do. Obviously, there's moments and times where he could be better, but I try to stay on Garrison about doing the things that and controlling the things that he can control. So slipping hard, rolling hard, setting great screens, rebounding the basketball. I think the surprise for us, he's the anchor of our defense. If you watched him last night, and I know we don't want to talk a whole lot about last night, but I thought Garrison did a really good job of switching out onto their point guard, keeping their point guard in front of him. High contest. He does a great job for our team. Obviously, he's got some things that we've got to hone in on and work on a little bit better, scoring with his back to the basket. Garrison is to me more of a four, but we're playing him as a five.
Yeah.
And he's taking everything we're giving him, and he's doing it to the best of his ability. He's helped us a ton, and I'm really glad we got him.
Kendall, I'd be interested in your opinion of Kobe White, a different style point guard than you were. You guys are both effective in your own ways. What's kind of your relationship with Kobe, and how do you try and help him succeed?
Kobe's obviously my favorite. But, you know, it's a point guard thing, but he's just away from his talent, he's a special kid. You know, he has this ability that he lights up a room. You see how much he jumps around on the court and how excited he gets for his teammates, but he's like that all the time. You know, he's always laughing, joking. His teammates love him, and He has that personality that you want on your team. He has that will to win. He's a dog. Like, if you go into a fight, that's a kid that you want, because he's going to find a way to come out on top. And I think you see that. I think you see that in his play. You know, he doesn't act like a freshman a lot of the times, except for the little wild turnover sometimes. But, no, he's wise beyond his years, but he's an extremely humble kid, too. You know, he wants to learn a lot. He wants to gain all that knowledge. So you always enjoy having a kid like that.
How awesome is it that there's former players like these two guys who are still a part of Carolina basketball, part of the staff here, nice enough to join us tonight. We're going to take a timeout, come back. We'll look back at this past week, the state game, the Miami game, the Virginia game, a lot to talk about. We're going to take some questions, too, as well. 866-STAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. I'll come your way from Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's Roy Williams Live tonight, featuring Sean May and Kendall Marshall. Coming your way from Learfield, IMG College.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you 2 tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. It's Roy Williams Live tonight. Sean May, Kendall Marshall, both joining us. Coach out on the road. Coach will be back with us next week here at Top of the Hill. Again, thanks so much for being with us. However you are listening tonight, maybe on your Tar Heel Sports Network radio affiliate, Go Heels website, the Go Heels app, the TuneIn app. Maybe you're watching us on Facebook Live. Isn't it great to see Sean and Kendall right there if you're watching on Facebook Live? Maybe you're getting this as a podcast later on and through the Carolina Insider feed. However you're doing it, we appreciate you being with us. All right, guys, want to talk about these 3 games from the past week. Let's go ahead and start with Virginia from last night, 69-61. Heels led by 7, couple minutes to go. Virginia closed on a 21-6 run after that. Sean, frustrating end to the game, of course, but just didn't execute, I know, the way you guys wanted over the last few minutes.
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously frustrating. Watching it again and then again this afternoon is even more frustrating. The thing you love, though, is our team fought. You know, we went in at halftime and talked about correcting some things, came out in the second half, and thought we did a good job of trying to push the pace, change the game a little bit. Virginia's tough. The way they play, The way they make you play in their style of basketball, you got to try to speed them up. And I think we did that in the second half, and we did a good job of that. We just fell short. I think when Cam went down, obviously not having Nasir, the thing that you love about Carolina basketball, we always have depth. We always have depth, and that's been an advantage for us for many, many years. And last night we just ran out of bodies, it seemed like. And Kenny Williams played the entire second half, except for a minute or two. Kobe played the entire second half. And you saw us make, especially down the stretch, when you have to be extremely, extremely disciplined, key in on certain matchups, certain things. We didn't do those things. We didn't execute. And on the other side of the basketball, Virginia did. And that's the team that came out on top. So for me, it's more about looking at why we lost, what we did, how do we correct those things, get ready for Wake Forest, and then obviously a big one coming up next week, and you continue to go game by game and see what happens.
Kendall, what is it, kind of from your point guard mentality, what is it about what Virginia does defensively that is so difficult to crack if you're working in the half court and have to go against their set defense?
Well, the big thing is they don't make mistakes defensively, you know, and you got to give them a lot of credit because that is one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, have them down seven, that puts you in that category. You see how close we can be if we can just, you know, eliminate some of those mistakes. But getting back to defensively, they do a great job of clogging the lane. They contest every shot. I know, listen to Tony Bennett speak a little bit about they want to make sure they have a hand up on every single shot. And they also, you don't get clean looks at the three-point line. When you get those looks, they're going to be 3 feet off the three, which percentage is going to drop. So when you have a team that forces you to be very successful from very deep, a lot of times you're going to be successful doing that.
Also, I know we've had a bunch of questions about the injuries. A lot of people are interested. We'll kind of give you the same answer that we gave you last week with Coach here, and that is that until you hear that Sterling Manley or Leaky Black are available, then just assume that they're going to be out indefinitely. Nasir, of course, just played 2 minutes last night with a turned ankle. We do not have any official report on Nasir. We'll wait to see when Carolina gets a little closer to this Wake Forest game on Saturday. Coach, I believe, meets with the media on Friday this week, so may have an update then, but as of now, no update on Nasir or Leaky or Sterling or Cam, for that matter, although Cam did return to the game, of course, last night. Let's take a step back to Saturday, 88-85 in overtime, a win against Miami, and just a wild game in that one. Kobe White with 33 points. He was named ACC Freshman of the Week for his performance last week. Third time that he's earned that honor. Luke May, of course, 20 points in that game, including the big shot at the end of regulation. He was named ACC Player of the Week, first time this year, fourth time overall. He is one of just 11 Tar Heels who's been named ACC Player of the Week four or more times. And guys, just a kind of a gut check game, and particularly now that you know what happened on Monday, an even more important win for the Tar Heels on Saturday. Found some toughness there down the stretch.
I think that game was extremely important for us as a team. Coach said in a timeout, and he said, guys, we haven't won a game like this. We haven't been in a game really like this yet. So why don't we go out here and win it? And that was huge for our guys to step up to the challenge. Miami is really unique in the way they play. Likes is really dynamic in the way he's able to get through the pick and roll, some of the shots that he made. I mean, we were just at a loss of what to do. And you try to scramble. You try to come up with different ideas of how to hone in on him and change his game a little bit. But Kobe was special. Kobe and Luke stepped up to the challenge. Cam was great. It's just a good, tough ACC win. And for a team like ours that's trying to get better each and every day, you love to see us come out on top of that one, especially at home.
Kenny Williams with a big three-pointer as well in overtime for the Tar Heels. Carolina wins it 88-85. Kendall, the game before that, 113 points against NC State, the most ever for the Tar Heels against the Pack in more than 200 meetings. What was letting the Tar Heels be so efficient offensively in that game? Because you have to do a lot of things right to get 113 points.
Well, I think we did a great job of sharing the ball that game. You know, and that's one thing we talk about with this team is we have so many great shooters and scorers that when we move the ball around, everybody will get easy shots. And when you're getting easy shots, they're more likely to go in. And also, I think defensively, you know, it started there in the first half to where when you're getting stops, it makes your offense look a lot better. You know, you're getting fast break layups and you're getting overplay steals and things like that. It's a lot fun to play that way. And when it shows how special we can be as a team when things are clicking on all cylinders. And well, we can really put the ball in the bucket. So.
Sean, it felt like in that particular game, you guys, the pace at which you were able to get down the floor is closer to what Coach Williams would want on makes and misses, getting down pretty quickly after that.
And if you ask him, it's still not fast enough. You know?
Right.
So for us, we did try to push the pace. Again, we knew our depth would be a problem for them. I think it all, again, started with our defense. Go back to the Louisville game. That's when it really started, and we started to continually get better. The NC State game, I think we took a step forward. And like Kendall said, sometimes your defense helps your offense and allowed us to put a lot of numbers on the board that night.
So Carolina with 113 points against NC State, then the overtime win against Miami, fell just short against Virginia last night. Tar Heels 19-5 overall, 9-2 currently in the Atlantic Coast Conference. We're going to take a timeout, more to do, and we're going to start getting to your questions for Sean and Kendall. We have some specifically for these guys. We have some general Carolina questions, and we can add some more in. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel, Angel 2 L's at the end. We're getting to your questions for Sean and Kendall after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant downtown Chapel Hill. Roy Williams live. Coach Williams out on the road this evening. Sean May, Kendall Marshall, nice enough to join us here at the restaurant tonight. And both these guys, former student athletes, of course, at Carolina, and you can help the Tar Heels' mission of scholarships and so much more through being a member of the Rams Club. You can do it for as little as $100 a year. Help make a life-changing impact for a Carolina student athlete. Join the Rams Club today, ramsclub.com. New polls out yesterday. Tar Heels number 8 in the AP and coaches poll. Other
ACC members. Well, first, Tennessee is still number one. Duke number two. Virginia at four. Louisville checks in at 16. Florida State at 17. Virginia Tech ranked 22. Clemson, for the first time in several weeks, receiving votes. Out-of-conference opponents that the Tar Heels saw earlier this year. Gonzaga comes in at number three. Kentucky at five. Michigan ranked sixth. Wofford and Texas each receiving votes in the top 25. There are two ACC games tonight. Boston College and Pittsburgh playing right now. BC up 14-11, about 9 minutes to go in the first half. Duke on the road at Louisville. That is a 9 o'clock tip coming up in about an hour and a half or so from the Yum Center as the Blue Devils and Cardinals go at it. All right, we have a ton of questions. You guys ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, Kendall, we got one specifically from you. It came via Twitter from Craig. Craig wants to know, is court vision something that can be taught? He said he always thought you were one of the best as far as seeing the entire court. Is that something that you just had, or is that something that somebody helped you cultivate and taught you?
It's definitely something I've always had. Since I was younger, I always just wanted to pass. I can remember being 8, 9, 10 years old, and my dad would pay me $20 to take 10 shots in a game because I never wanted to shoot the ball. I just wanted to pass. So I think it is something that you can kind of hone in. You know, I think we see that with Kobe this year, and earlier in the year he was more erratic than he is now, but he plays at a speed where it's going to be like that sometimes. But I think he's gotten a lot better, and there's been a couple games, I think it was 8 assists to 2 turnovers, and so I think it's something that can definitely be cultivated in some sort, but it's something I was just naturally born with.
A question for both you guys. It came via Twitter from @UNCisFamily. Sean, I'll start with you. Wants to know just your kind of future plans for coaching. Would you be open to assistant job somewhere else? Are you hoping to stay at Carolina? Just kind of your thoughts as far as your coaching future right now.
I'm here as long as coach keeps me. It may be bad to say, but I love this place. And this is a place, when I left Indiana, I always thought I would go to Indiana and be like my dad, and this was home for me. A lot of people here, I told them when I came to school here, I didn't feel like I had a home. I didn't know once I left Indiana, it was a rough time for me to go back to there. And I came here, community embraced me. Once I left to go pro, I came back here and graduated. My wife and I moved back here before I took the job here. So this is where I want to be. Now, if an opportunity presented itself and coach kicked me out, then I'd have to go do that. But I have no plans to go anywhere. As long as coach thinks I'm doing a good job, I'd love to be here and continue to help these guys have the same experience I had.
Kendall, how about you? You're just now kind of getting into this side of things. Have you enjoyed it so far? Is this something that you think that you may want to continue?
I have. I love the coaching side of it. The hours are a lot longer. That's 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. But, you don't realize it as a player how much goes into it. But I was worried about how competitive I would be leaving the court, and it's almost more now. Maybe because you can't actually be out there doing the stuff, but you want to give it to the guys. So I'm definitely enjoying it. I want to do it as long as possible. And just like Sean, I want to do it here because this program means the most to me. And, I'm sure I can go anywhere else and still be able to get a job, but it won't mean the same thing as it does to when you're contributing to what you call family.
I'd be interested, you mentioned this a little bit, I'd be interested from both y'all's perspective on this. What didn't you know about what the coaches do or did when you were a player? What did you kind of take for granted maybe that the coaches did that now you understand a little bit more?
I think the time that they put in, each individual coach that has a scout, take Coach Rob yesterday for Virginia, the amount of time that they put into that scout, knowing every little simple detail. If you guys watch during the games, you'll see whichever coach it is get up and call that play. They know exactly what's coming. They know the looks. They know the tendencies. As a player, you get a little sheet that has all the players' tendencies, because coach always says, hey, I want to give you a little bit of information that's going to give you an advantage, and then you got to go play. And the amount of time that, and the preparation that they put, the attention to detail, I think that's the best quality that Coach Williams has, is no detail is too small for him. And knowing that and seeing that on this side, and the hours that they put in watching film, critiquing everything, even when we're on a 7-game win streak, how can we get better? I think That's the crazy part is, you know, you would think coach would go home. We've won 7 in a row. We're number 8 in the country. We're doing a great job. And he's up all night thinking, how can I help Coby White or Nasir Little or Rayshon get better and reach their potential? And I think that's the thing as young coaches that rubs off on you more and more constantly. You're just like, man, how do I help him? How do I help him? And then before I got here, I never thought about it. And that's something that I cherish and I love each and every day.
Kendall, it's always hard to answer a question, especially when Sean answered as well as he did. But anything that you would add to that, anything that you've seen that maybe you just didn't know before?
Yeah, for me personally, it's the recruiting side. You know, all the dynamics that go into that from, you know, the travel schedule to you have to make sure these kids feel wanted to trying to figure out what this 15, 16, 17-year-old kid is going to be in 4 years. It's so much that goes into that, so much thinking, and I think that part of it and the amount of time and also just how to communicate with kids. You know, the teenager today is way different than when I was a teenager, which was way different from when Sean was a teenager and he had a...
which is way different from when you were a
teenager. Yeah, which is way different from when I was, yeah.
But it's just seeing how you have to change how you communicate with the kids and trying to speak their language, and I think it's really fun. It's challenging at times, but that part of coaching, the recruiting side, has really interested me.
Kendall, you committed to Carolina maybe as early as any player has ever committed to Carolina. What made Carolina the right choice for you so early, still in your high school career?
It was where I always wanted to go, so it was a pretty easy decision. I remember I came for an unofficial visit, and that Friday night, coach brought me in his office. He said, listen, we're offering you a scholarship. Love for you to come here. And went to the football game, and before I left the football game, I gave him the old, I'll think about it and weigh my options. And he was like, well, just so you know, we're recruiting Brandon Knight as well. So I called like 3 days later and was like, all right, I'm coming. So that's it was pretty cut and dry for me. I didn't need to entertain a bunch of schools because I knew this is where I wanted to be.
Let's slide in one more question, and then we'll take a break. This one comes from Drew via Twitter. Wants to know if the two of you have ever thought about what it may have been like to play together. It wouldn't even have been possible if you'd have stayed, Sean, of course, for your final year. You were a couple years before Kendall. But have you ever talked about what it may have been like if you two had been on the floor together?
We haven't talked about it a ton. He knows that his assist numbers would have went way up because I'd have caught all his passes and scored. Playing with a guy like Kendall that can see the court the way he can. You know, Ray was very similar. I don't know if he wanted to pass as much as Kendall, but just in terms of having that vision of anticipating what someone's going to do before they do it and then delivering the ball right on the spot, my numbers would have been better, so I'd be happy.
And, Kendall, you had a pretty good big man in Tyler Zeller, of course, ACC Player of the Year in 2012, but it would have been fun to play with this big fella, right?
Well, I'm not thinking about anything basketball related. I'm just trying to figure out if we'd argue as much then as we do now. We both think we're always right. So
right. That's, could be some problems out there, right? I tell you what, we need to take a break. A little behind on time, but it's easy to get behind talking to these great guys. Thanks so much, Kendall Marshall, Sean May, for being with us tonight. We're going to take a timeout. More to do when we return. It's Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like it. Come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the land's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey, Harbon, have you tried Chick-fil-A's new frosted coffee?
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's great for study break or for a little pick-me-up during the day. Come try it at Chick-fil-A University Place.
Hold on. Isn't that where they have college night every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. Come buy a large fry and a large beverage.
And get a free original sandwich or an 8-count nugget for free.
Did you say free?
Yeah, I said it free.
Also, if you want to tailgate, we got you covered.
Swing by and order a large nugget tray today.
Don't forget your gallon of sweet tea.
Thanks for being here on a Tuesday, February the 12th. We'll be back in our normal Monday time slot next week for the next edition of Roy Williams Live. Couple of shout-outs that we wanted to give. One, a happy birthday, Coulter Asbury, young Tar Heel fan. Had his birthday yesterday, shared it with Nasir Little. Nasir didn't have a very happy birthday, unfortunately, with that injury. Coulter, I know you wanted the Tar Heels to get the big win, but hope you enjoyed your big day. And also, we want to send our thoughts to our friend Chris Young. Chris works in the athletic department at Carolina. He's normally here every single Monday. His dad suffered a pretty serious fall just last night and is in the ICU down in South Carolina. Chris is down with his family. Just wanted to let Chris know that we're thinking about him and his family, and certainly hope that his dad is able to pull through what is a difficult time right now. All right, let's get to some questions. And we've got Kendall Marshall. We've got Sean May here joining us up. And Steve via Twitter asked this one. Steve asked, in hindsight, do either of you regret leaving Carolina before using up your eligibility? Before they answer, let me remind you that both these gentlemen were top 15 picks in the NBA draft. So certainly financially, it was a smart decision for them both. But do you regret ever not having that final year, Sean, or Kendall, your final 2 years at Carolina?
I don't know if I would say regret, but I do think about it a lot just because you only get so many opportunities to play here and to play on that court in front of those fans, in that atmosphere. So to have another 20 shots at doing that, yeah, I think about that a lot. Never got an opportunity at senior night to thank the fans and thank coach because I left early. So that's something I do regret, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I felt I was ready. We had accomplished what we set out to do. At the time, I didn't know how good Tyler Hansbrough was going to be. I was really nervous about trading in Ray Felton for Bobby Frazier, and it seemed like an easy decision. When they all said they were going to leave, I said, hey, I'll join you. Let's go. We came in together. We'll leave together. Yeah. So at the time, I don't regret it at all, but I do think about it a lot.
Kendall, how about you?
Oh, yeah. The one thing that I miss most from college that I won't say it's a regret, but just the bond you form with your teammates, and not just teammates, your best friends, because you're around them all day from practice to class to study hall to living together. You're with each other 18, 19 hours a day. So that's the one thing I do miss from college that you don't get at the NBA level. But, yeah, I think it was also my time as well, we've talked about the one thing that I feel like I do really well is pass the ball. And when my top four scorers are leaving, I'm like, might be time. it was my time. It was my time. I think I accomplished the things that I wanted to in college, short of winning a national championship. But when I sat down and told Coach, hey, I think I'm ready to go, he didn't hesitate. He said right away, I have no issues with that at all. And we talked about the next step. So that was very comforting to make me feel like I made the right decision.
Let's get one more question in before we take a break. It's our Cruisers question of the night. Our winner's going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. And our winner right here in the restaurant with us, Dana Behan. Where's Dana? Oh, Dana's right there in front of us. Hey, Dana. Dana sent this one in. You got the Cruisers question of the night, Dana. All right. She said, great to see Kenny Williams regain some of his confidence shooting the balls, made some big three-pointers as of late. Wants to know how the coaching staff and maybe how you as former players talk to some guys if they're going through a little bit of a slump or struggling and how you try to encourage them to be better.
I'm really big and I try to stay on our guys to next play. It doesn't matter. Can't change it. I think Kenny, most of our guys, especially Kenny, are extremely tough-minded and You know, it's funny that, you know, Theo Pinson was in today and we talked about the work that he put in going into his senior year on his jump shot. And he was like 2 of 20 to start the year. And him and Kendall had talked. He thought he was going to shoot 35 for the entire year. And you look at where he's at now in the NBA, he's turned that around. And I think guys just go, you go through this as a player. You're going to have seasons. You're going to have peaks and valleys. And you just try to stay consistent. I think Kenny has gotten back to that. Try to tear down and get down to the basics, the fundamentals. Make sure you have a good base, follow through and all that. And as coaches, we try not to harp on the misses. And hopefully the player will figure out. I think Kenny has done a good job of staying with it and trying to battle through it.
Kendall, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think the other thing about Kenny is he contributes to the game in other ways. And you tell guys, even if you're not making shots, you have to find a way to affect the game. And one thing that you never have to worry about with Kenny is his effort. You know, he's going to be the best defensive player on the floor no matter what. So as long as he's still giving us great effort, he's still taking charges, he's still diving on the floor, we know the shots will fall. We'd like more shots to fall, but but we know we're getting other things from him.
Let's take a timeout. More good stuff to come. By the way, Theo Pinson, Sean mentioned him, named a mid-season All-Star in the NBA G League today. So congratulations to Theo for that. We will head to break on that note. More to do with Kendall and Sean after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
All right, if you're here with us in the restaurant, next commercial break, we're going to do our Alumni Hall giveaway. Oh, got to turn around and get our items here tonight. We have a pair of College Town glasses. So these are University of North Carolina. There's two of these, so you get a little Carolina glasses here from Alumni Hall. And we'll have either Sean or Kendall pull out the ticket here during the next commercial break. So if you're here with us in the restaurant, make sure you have your ticket. We'll do that. If you don't win, no big deal. Alumni Hall is right down the road. You can go pick some up for yourself, or you can shop online at alumnihall.com.
Com. All right, I'm trying to get to these questions because we do have a bunch. Mary Chandler, who is here with us. I think there's Mary right there, right over to our right. Wanted to know about all the former players who were in town last night for the Virginia game. Is that something that just happened because it was a big game, or was there some special event that had everybody coming back?
I think that's what's special about our program. It was just a normal night. You know, they decided to come to a big-time game, and, you know, that's something you can grow to expect when Carolina basketball is playing sometimes.
There really were. I mean, you had Lenny Rosenbluth, who's here with us tonight right over there. Lenny, of course, National Player of the Year, undefeated national champion in 1957. Antoine Jameson, the 98 National Player of the Year. Of course, Michael Jordan was there, the 84 National Player of the Year. Multiple national champions in that group as well. Mitch Kupchak was there. Billy Cunningham was there. Nate Britt was there. All kinds of champions and former players who were there last night. All right, Burton Doss. I can't name them all, guys. We only got like 10 minutes left. Burton Doss sent this question in. Wanted to know, did the Tar Heels get out of the timeout huddle earlier last night than in a normal game? And does Coach Williams have a certain time that he always gets the guys out of the timeout huddle?
I think that's what's special about Coach. He even tells our assistants, if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. And for us, you know, he came into the huddle, and when he's done saying whatever he needs to say, the guys get up. And a lot of times, which I think is great for our team and our development of and leadership of our team, is they'll kind of converse and figure out what they think they need to do out on the court. So we don't waste a lot of time in the timeouts. We get out quickly. You would think we would take more time because we don't have a whole lot of timeouts. We don't spend them a lot, but they got out quickly, and there was no extra time. We didn't come out earlier than normal.
Kendall, I wanted to ask you, Carolina had a lot of their NBA guys traded here at the trade deadline. Justin Jackson and Harrison Barnes were switched for one another. Reggie Bullock changed locations as well, now in Los Angeles. I know you were traded a couple times in your career. How difficult is that? I remember hearing Hubert Davis on a show a couple of years ago just talking about maybe people don't understand how hard that is. When you're going through that, how tough is that to be traded kind of without knowing it from one place to another?
It's very difficult because I think one thing is if you have a family. I'll never forget, I'm getting ready for a game when I'm playing with the Lakers and Steve Blake. You know, I was really close to him there. And he just stops warming up, takes off his uniform. What you doing? He said, oh, I was just traded to Golden State. And this is before Golden State was really Golden State, right. But I was like, oh, well, is your family going? He was like, no, I have three kids. They're in school, and they're all under the age of six, so they're going to stay here while I live in a hotel in Oakland to play for Golden State for the rest of the season. And it's little stuff like that. Like, I just remember feeling so bad for him for the rest of that season. And, you know, money doesn't compensate that. Money doesn't compensate being away from your family or – I know I got to a point where I was on my third NBA team. I stopped unpacking all my boxes because I just felt like, well, there's going to be another team. And sure enough, the very next year, it was another team. Right. So it's unsettling at times. It is a great career to be in, but it, you know, has its downfalls just like any business.
Had a chance to talk to Ryan Switzer today, and he was talking about something very similar. He went from the Cowboys to the Raiders to the Steelers all within the span of a couple of months and just talked about how challenging that is. And, again, of course, these guys who play professionally are well compensated, as Kendall alluded to, but there's just a lot that goes into it. And these guys are people, too, not just robots out there playing basketball or football or whatever. Let's take one. Need to take another time out. Come back. If you're here with us, find that ticket. We're going to give away those Carolina glasses. More to do as well. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield. IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes last year in North Carolina were the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Show them it's not safe to call or text while driving. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
All right, we're a little behind on time. We got to take one more break. I'm going to sneak in one question here for Sean and Kendall before we take our final break. It is an incredibly important one via Twitter from Steven. Steven wants to know your go-to pregame meal or snack before a game.
Go-to pregame meal or snack? Filet and green beans.
Tough life you're leading there, Sean. All right, Kendall, how about you?
Yeah, I'm a heavy steak guy, too, so it's definitely a filet, and then I'll mix it up. I might just go fruit, or I might go filet and salmon.
Wow, double it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Double protein. I like it. All right, we're going to take one last break. Come back. We'll take a peek at Wake Forest, Carolina's next opponent. When we return to wrap things up, it is Tuesday, February 12th, and Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like, come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit Combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
All right, we have just 1 minute left on the show. Carolina will be in Winston-Salem on Saturday. It's another noon game for Carolina on a Saturday on the road. They'll see the Demon Deacons. Wake's had a bit of a tough year. Always a difficult spot to go play, though. Wake plays tomorrow night. I believe it's Florida State down in Tallahassee for their game before the Tar Heels get there. Sean, kind of what's just in a couple seconds here, what's important this week for Carolina to get better and be ready for the Deacs?
Biggest thing, two really good days of practice. Go down there with our hard hats, and it's going to be a tough ACC road game. It'll be a good challenge for us, but got to do a great job.
Kendall?
For me, it's having a short-term memory. You know, guys that come back out and play like we've been playing for the past seven games. So.
How about a big round of applause? Wasn't it great to have Sean and Kendall here tonight? Thank you guys so much for being here this evening, and thank you for joining us, whether you may be tonight. Remember, we're back on Saturday, noon, Carolina Wake. We'll be on the air radio-wise for at 11 a.m. for that one. But for tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill and Roy Williams Live.
Live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Trusted choice, independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo is established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.